In this bulletin, three people are believed to have been killed in a mass stabbing near Tokyo. The Austrian government thrown out of office. And in tennis, Samantha Stosur through to the second round of the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Two adults and one child are believed to have been killed in a mass stabbing in a park outside Tokyo. National broadcaster NHK says a man is in custody after 15 people, including 8 primary school students, were stabbed in a park in Kawasaki. The broadcaster says the suspect was detained at the scene after stabbing himself in the shoulder. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has addressed coalition MPs in their first post-election meeting in Canberra. Mr. Morrison began the party room meeting by congratulating those elected and welcoming new members. He says the economy was a key issue at the election.
You can't tackle climate change without a strong economy. You can't ensure record hospital funding without a strong economy. You can't combat youth suicide like we're going to without a strong economy. You can't fund the NDIS as we do without a strong economy. The strong economy is what we must continue our focus on delivering. The jobs and jobs and jobs of Australians.
Mr. Morrison's new ministry will be sworn in tomorrow, the same day his refreshed cabinet is set to meet. The Austrian government has been voted out of office after Parliament passed a motion of no confidence over a corruption scandal involving Chancellor Sebastian Kurz. The motion was backed by the Social Democrats and the far-right Freedom Party, which was in coalition with Mr. Kurz until he stepped down a week ago. Austria's president must now appoint a new chancellor to form a government that can garner Parliament's support until the next national election due in September. Mr. Kurz has criticised the Parliament's decision.
Just a few days ago, the aim was to get rid of me as chancellor, which as a tactic makes a certain amount of sense. But now to want to topple the whole government just a few months before an election, this is something I think nobody in the country can understand.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll continue to try to resolve a deadlock in a coalition crisis and form a new government after Parliament took an initial move to dissolve itself. Israel moved closer to a new election on Monday as Mr. Netanyahu's efforts to form a government after last month's national ballot remained deadlocked. In a preliminary vote, Parliament decided to dissolve itself, but legislators still have to hold a final vote to set an election date. Mr. Netanyahu says he'll keep trying to form government until the vote takes place.
A lot can be done in 48 hours. The voters' wishes can be respected. A strong right-wing government can be established. We can bring stability and a good government to Israel. I hope people come to their senses and do the right thing.
Four children and their mother have died in a fiery head-on crash in Queensland. Police say the woman was trying to overtake when her car drove into the path of an oncoming truck south of Kingaroy. The 35-year-old died at the scene, along with three of her children. A fourth child died as she was being flown to a Brisbane hospital. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, says the case for a new Scottish independence referendum has grown stronger after her party's victory in European elections. The Scottish National Party won 3 of Scotland's 6 European seats after the Scottish Labour Party lost both its MEPs. Ms. Sturgeon says the scale of the SNP's result shows Scotland rejects Brexit.
What we saw in these elections was yet another emphatic rejection by the people of Scotland of Brexit. The message from Scotland couldn't be clearer. We don't want Brexit, we want to stay at the heart of Europe.
In tennis, Samantha Stosur has booked a spot in the second round of the French Open. Czech mainstay Barbara Strakova offered plenty, but the Australian held sway on her favourite surface to prevail 6-2, 7-6. Ashley Barty is also through to the next round, defeating American Jessica Pegula 6-3, 6-3. Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny and 24. Adelaide, showers, 17. Melbourne, a few showers, 16. Hobart, also showers and 11. Canberra, partly cloudy and 10. Mostly sunny in Wollongong, 17. Sydney, similar conditions, 19. Newcastle, much the same, 18. Brisbane, sunny and 22. Cairns, a morning shower or two, 28. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.